The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Joining me in our studio here, right in the middle of downtown, Amy O'Donnell, who's Communications Director for Texas Alliance for Life. Amy, you're welcome to the show. And thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. So, you know, I mentioned kind of Donald Trump making headlines all around the world. It's the nature of US presidential elections. They make headlines around the world, particularly the English speaking world as well. So Ireland, no different in that regards. And one of the issues that is kind of fast coming to the fore, or certainly has come to the fore, is abortion. So this is kind of back on the agenda in a big way. You might just explain to us a little bit why. Maybe a few years ago we went and suspected kind of abortion might have been the big issue in a presidential election again, but it is.
I would say abortion continues to be a big issue in politics across the nation. And this election year specifically, we are seeing it used as a key talking point on both sides. That's because a few years ago, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case. And a lot of states are moving to protect life at various points, some as early as conception on, like the state of Texas. We know that the Biden-Harris administration are pro-abortion extremists, but we also know that the both sides of the aisle are using this as a talking point to try to sway voters to vote in a line with their talking points. And so it's important to say Texas Alliance for Life has not endorsed a candidate for president in this election. And that's because we're still waiting to see if we will be able to do that. Currently, nobody quite aligns with our views.
Yeah. So, I mean, you tell me now, there was a sense, I think, I certainly got in some of the coverage of disappointment in Donald Trump when he talked about this just being a kind of a state issue last week. There maybe had been some hope from campaign groups that, you know, he would adopt a federal approach, a national approach that he would lead. And he seems to have kind of, well, this is my interpretation. He thought, I don't really want to touch that issue. I'm just going to say, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that I'll leave this to all the states.
I would venture to say that protecting life should not be something that value only if it gets them the vote. And I don't want to be so presumptuous as to correct a former president of the United States, but I do want to point out that the Supreme Court in their brief in Dobbs said that the power to legislate the abortion issue would return to the people and their elected representatives. It is a misquote to say that they returned it to the states. The people and their elected representatives include representatives at the federal level.
Okay, so much as they might want to avoid the issue, your interpretation, and certainly the interpretation of fellow travelers, is they can't.
Right.
This has to be talked about and discussed at a national level. So how did Texas respond to that decision, the kind of overturning of Roe versus Wade? What's happened in this state?
We were ready. We worked on a law called the Human Life Protection Act, also known as a trigger bill, that our organization moved to get passed in several legislative sessions that coincidentally passed right before Roe was overturned. So that law was on the books ready to be triggered at such a time as that happened. And it went into effect 30 days after that final judgment in Dobbs was rendered. Now life in Texas is protected from conception on.
So what has been the reaction to that? Like, give me a sense. And listen, I appreciate kind of you're on one side of this debate rather than in the middle. But maybe if you can give us a sense of the kind of the public mood out there. You know, what do opinion polls in Texas suggest people's views are on abortion?
There are so many polls out there that say different things. I can find polls that lend towards my view. I can see polls that lend towards the other side. But where I like to land on that is, what have the voters said? The best poll of the people is the last election. And in the last election, the majority of voters voted in pro-life leaders who put in pro-life legislation to protect life in our state. And that's the best representation of where the people fall. And that conversation will continue to unfold on an election-by-election basis.
And have we seen then, since states like Texas have overhauled their laws in the wake of that Supreme Court decision, have we seen kind of this phenomenon arise of people traveling then for abortion, that they move to another state, not necessarily move, I mean, kind of lock, stock and barrel, but I mean, they travel to another state to access abortion and then come home.
It is heartbreaking for us as an organization to see women travel out of Texas to get an abortion. But at the same time, our attorneys do not believe that we can ban interstate travel for abortion in the same way that we can't ban interstate travel for, say, gambling, which is illegal in casinos in Oklahoma, but not in Texas. We know Texans travel there for that. In the same way, we do know that, sadly, some people do travel out of state for an abortion. But our goal is to let people know that there are a lot of resources that the state of Texas has put in place to support women facing planned or unplanned pregnancies. And a lot of times women choose abortion because they feel alone and unsupported or coerced. If they know that there are people that will help them, then it can help to steer them towards life.
And what about women who choose it because of rape or incest or a fatal fetal abnormality?
Rape and incest is always such a sensitive topic because I know that there are viewers on the other or listeners on the other side of this broadcast who statistically fall in the category that they've experienced that horrific act. And so I always want to speak sensitively to that and just express how horrific that is. But when a life is conceived through the tragedy and the horrific act of rape, that life is still valuable and worthy of protection. And a child should not have to pay for their father's crimes with their very life. The most compassionate outcome for the mother and the unborn child is life. And there are so many organizations that can support women on that journey. And so we encourage women who've been raped to go to a hospital to get the rape kit so that that rapist can be prosecuted if caught. There are things that can be done at the hospital to prevent a pregnancy. But when a pregnancy does occur, then that is still a life worthy of protection. No one determines the circumstances of their conception.
Do you worry, though, that a very restrictive regime, that what it lends itself to is kind of a proliferation of back alley abortions, as they might have been described? Or you know, Ireland relaxed its mm-hmm. Kind of abortion access and the rules around it quite significantly a few years ago. And beforehand, what people were doing a lot of the time is huge amounts of women were going to Liverpool and Manchester mm-hmm. and London, places in the UK to access abortion. What others were starting to do was ordering pills online. Mm-hmm. That became big business.
In Texas, we are seeing the birth rate go up, so we know that our laws are protecting life. At the same time, we do know that there are people who are illegally trafficking abortion-inducing drugs at the expense of women and babies. We know that there are more complications for chemical abortion drugs than surgical abortions, and that if a woman is facing an ectopic pregnancy, if she has an Rh negativity, or if she's further along gestationally, then they are considered safe. The complication rates go up exponentially and can cost them future fertility or even life. And so we know that that happens at the expense of women. It's about making money. It's not about protecting women. It's definitely not about protecting babies.
But, you know, the argument, the counter argument then people make is that's why you allow for safe access to abortion, is so that kind of those risks are mitigated against.
Well, before we advocated for the Human Life Protection Act, well, at the same time, actually, we also advocated for a chemical abortion safety protocol bill in Texas, because at that point, we didn't see life protected from conception on, but we wanted to protect women and babies from the harms of chemical abortions. And so from that, we removed our legal ties in the language of our law to the FDA's guidelines, and we set our own guidelines in Texas, requiring a limit of 7 weeks, a physician visit, so that those things could be ascertained to protect women and babies.
So before you go then, Texas obviously is your focus. But in Ireland, like I say, we did relax kind of rules around access to abortion. We didn't relax them enough, according to some. We went too far, according to others. That's the nature of this debate. People right. have very strong views on it. But those who are on the kind of the pro-life side of this argument in Ireland, they have looked to the United States in the last year and a half mm-hmm. and since that decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, and they take great encouragement from it. They kind of think, you know what, maybe this isn't settled. Maybe we kind of keep the pressure on and eventually, mm-hmm. you know, we change things here. What would your message be to those people? Now, those people who polls in Ireland would suggest are in a minority, but what would you say to them?
I would say the best thing that we can do is to have a conversation like we're having today. One of the things that the justices said in their Dobbs brief is that people need to have the conversations, work to sway people to their views. That's how the process works. And then go and vote. What we're seeing in our nation around conversations, especially around this topic and other heated topics, though, is a lot of contention, a lot of discord, a lot of tearing people down if they differ in views and opinions. What I would say is be encouraged by the conversations that are cordial, where people people can just sit around a table and talk about where they land on the issue without tearing one another down. There is no issue worth tearing down our fellow man.
Amy, listen, thanks a million for coming into us. Amy O'Donnell is Communications Director for Texas Alliance for Life.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.